I asked if you killed my father, Mark said in a loud tone.
Your father was a weak soul.
That's not an answer.
I was there the night he ended his life. I followed him to the bridge. We talked.
Mark was listening.
He was frustrated, angry. He'd solved the cryptogram, the one in his journal, and it told him nothing. Your father simply lacked the strength to carry on.
You know nothing of my father.
On the contrary, I watched him for years. He moved from issue to issue, never resolving a single one. It brought him problems professionally and personally.
He apparently found enough to lead us here.
No, others found that.
You made no attempt to stop him from hanging himself?
De Roquefort shrugged.
Why? He was intent on dying, and I saw no advantage in stopping him.
So you just walked away and let him die?
I didn't interfere in something that did not concern me.
You son of a bitch!
He took a step forward. De Roquefort leveled his gun. He still held the book from the ossuary.
Go ahead. Shoot me.
De Roquefort seemed unfazed.
You killed a brother. You know the penalty.
He died because of you. You sent him.
There you go again. One set of rules for yourself, another for the rest of us. You pulled the trigger.
In self-defense.
Lay the book down.
And what will you do with it?
What the masters in the beginning did. I'll use it against Rome. I always wondered how the order rose so quickly. All because of that book and those bones. The Roman Church could not take the chance of either being made public.
So you're going to be a modern-day Philip IV?
De Roquefort spit on the ground.
That's what I think of him. He wanted this knowledge so he could control the church, but he paid for his greed. Him and his entire family.
Do you think for 1 minute you could control anything?
I have no desire to control, but I would like to see the faces of all those pompous prelates as they explain away the testimony of Simon Peter. After all, his bones rest at the heart of the Vatican. They built a cathedral around his grave and named the Basilica for him. He's their first saint, their first pope. How will they explain away his words? Wouldn't you like to listen as they try?
Who's to say they're his?
Who's to say Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's words are theirs?
Changing everything might not be so good.
You're as weak as your father. No stomach for a fight. You'd bury this away? Tell no one? Allow the order to languish in obscurity, tainted by the slander of a greedy king? Weak men like you are why we find ourselves in this situation. You and your master were well suited to one another. He was a weak man, too.